With your latest news, I'm Carson Lee Fuller. Core Government's unaudited financial results for the first half of the year reveal a surplus of $244.4 million. When factoring in statutory authorities and government companies, the overall surplus reached more than $252 million, exceeding the $185 million projected in the 2026 budget by more than $67 million. The report says coercive revenues came in $33 million higher than expected, aided by a $20 million reduction in personnel costs and $14 million less in supplies and consumables. However, those were offset by higher expenses and outputs from the statutory authorities and government companies by more than $7 million, non-governmental suppliers by more than $8 million, and $12 million in transfer payments. Total revenues for the core government rose by nearly $90 million compared to the same period of last year, while total expenses increased by nearly $40 million. You can find the full report at gov.ky/publications. A team from the Department of Tourism and three students in the School of Hospitality Studies head to Oregon for the destination's International Annual Convention.
We joined nearly 2,000 attendees in Portland for networking, professional development, and hearing from tourism professionals on solutions and strategies on topics from destination stewardship to workforce development.
Department of Tourism Director Rosa Harris tells Radio Cayman government invited the students to join them since the convention could provide, quote, valuable learning opportunities. While there, the group also toured visitor attractions in Portland, giving students exposure to destination management and tourism operations in practice. And the Cayman Islands Marketing Professionals Association held its first NextGen event over the weekend, bringing students and early career marketers together with people already in the industry.
I know for some of you young people in the room, this may not be your ideal way to spend a Saturday, but I promise we'll make it worth it.
The event included a panel moderated by the association's youth ambassador, Emily Edgington, with young marketing professionals Kevin Douglas, Gabrielle Scott, Brianna Wilson, and Alana Warwick-Smith providing insight into their professional journey. Alana told attendees her route into marketing started outside the field.
The door that really helped open marketing for me was volunteering. So when I was still in human resources, I was the PR chair for my Rotaract Club. And that ended up helping me because once I did apply for my first marketing job, I had a portfolio.
SEMPA's Aaron Bodden says the turnout was amazing.
I think the event is actually even better than we had anticipated. Just really great turnout. We had, you know, approximately 50 people here. And so we're just really grateful for everybody who gave up a little bit of their Saturday to come, whether it was to mentor, be a panelist or a moderator. Everybody's giving a little bit of their time. And I think it went really well.
In regional news, U.S. authorities are claiming a lottery scammer directed his elderly American victims to deposit millions of dollars into accounts he and a co-conspirator used to operate separate used car dealerships in Jamaica. The Jamaica Gleaner reports the allegations were detailed in documents filed in a U.S. court in the case against Jordan Trout, who's pled guilty for his role in an international fraud scheme that stole more than $9 million U.S. dollars from 200 elderly American citizens through a sweepstakes scam. Trout pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit wire fraud, mail fraud, and bank fraud, and faces a max sentence of 30 years in prison when he's set to be sentenced later this year. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News with Neil Nunes. Russian officials say a Ukrainian drone strike has killed at least 13 people, including a child, in Nizhnekamsk in Tatarstan. The city, 900 kilometers east of Moscow, is home to one of Russia's most advanced oil refineries. The governing bodies of football in Asia, Europe, and North and Central America and the Caribbean have accused the FIFA president Gianni Infantino of placing himself above football. The three confederations make up more than half of FIFA's member nations. The world's oceans outside the polar regions hit record temperatures for July, according to the EU's Climate Change Monitoring Program. Copernicus said this was partly driven by an El Niño weather phenomenon developing in the Pacific. BBC News.